With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Possibly sealing its fate, Iran is rejecting President Trump's written offer for direct negotiations over its rapidly expanding nuclear program.
In a TV interview, Trump said that in the letter, he says, "I hope you're going to negotiate because if we have to go in militarily, it's going to be a terrible thing." President Masoud Pezeshkian is leaving open the possibility of indirect negotiations with Washington. But he says in a televised cabinet meeting, the U.S. must prove that they can build trust. In the year since Trump unilaterally withdrew the U.S. from Tehran's nuclear deal with world powers during his first administration in 2018, talks with Iran have made no progress. I'm Donna Warder.
For the president, Wednesday is Tea Day. That's tea as in tariffs. He plans to slap reciprocal tariffs on other countries, including allies and major trading partners. The president says many have taken advantage of the U.S. for decades, and it has to stop. Also at SRNNews.com, in the words of President Trump, "I'm not joking," his response to questions about possibly serving a third term, something prohibited by the Constitution's 22nd Amendment. The president says, though, it's way too soon to discuss it in too much detail. A tree that bears silent witness to so much history at the White House has seen better days. Will soon be coming down.
It's a southern magnolia that's nearly two centuries old. The tree, which stands near the curved portico of the south side of the White House, is deteriorating and will be removed over safety concerns. President Trump said online that the tree will be cut down and replaced in the coming week. According to the National Park Service website, it's believed that President Andrew Jackson brought the tree's seeds from Tennessee. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Watching Wall Street, Dow futures down 276 points. This is SRN News. The CEO of the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews is alarmed by the rising persecution of Christians across the Middle East.
I mean, the number of Christians that were in Syria, 500,000 just not too long ago, is now around 8% of that number. The same thing in Iraq. You see it across the Middle East. And they're not only being kicked out, they're being targeted and killed. In Syria in the past few weeks, there have been over 1,000 Christians targeted and killed. Across the Middle East, we're seeing churches burnt down. We're seeing pastors who have their throats slit in the sanctuary. That Christians and Jews are in this together.
Yael Eckstein tells the Salem Radio Network her organization is focused on helping persecuted Jews as well as the Christian community in the Middle East. She says Israel has the fastest and only growing Christian population in the entire stretch of the Middle East. This is SRN News. This was not a year for Cinderella teams in the NCAA men's basketball tournament.
For the first time since 2008, all of the favored top seeds in each of the regional brackets have reached the Final Four. In yesterday's games in the Midwest region, Houston beat Tennessee 69-50. In the South, it was Auburn over Michigan State 70-64. These games came after Saturday's results, in which in the West, Florida defeated Texas Tech, and in the East, Duke defeated Alabama. So your Final Four matchups this coming Saturday will be Auburn against Florida and Duke against Houston. George Williams reporting.
A New Mexico court weighing whether to block the disclosure of an array of records from an investigation into the deaths of legendary actor Gene Hackman and his wife. The request has been made by the couple's estate. Santa Fe-based Judge Matthew Wilson scheduled a hearing today on whether to release photos, video, and documents. More details at SRNNews.com.